In this problem, we want to estimate the power radiated by a basketball at 20 degrees Celsius in the human body, and we're going to assume a temperature of 37 degrees on the outside for the human body. So this looks like it's probably a Stefan Boltzmann type problem. From the Stefan Boltzmann law, we know the power per unit area. And we know that the power per unit area as a function of T is equal to the emissivity times the Stefan-Boltzmann constant times the temperature to the fourth degree, where we have to put the temperature in Kelvin. So this is the Stefan-Boltzmann law. Boltzmann law. Okay, so, but what we want is the power. So it looks like what we want to do is to calculate the power per unit area and then estimate what the area of the basketball in the human body is, multiply the power per unit area times the area, and that will give us the power. Okay, we don't really know what the emissivity is, so let's assume that it's equal to 1. That's what it is for a black body, and we don't know any better, so let's assume that that's what it is. And we can look up the Stefan-Boltzmann constant. It's 5.6705. times 10 to the minus 8 watts per meter squared per Kelvin to the fourth power. Okay, so let's begin. First of all, we have the basketball. At 20 degrees Celsius. Well, it's 20 degrees Celsius, then T is going to be 273 plus that, so it's going to be 293. Okay, so R, which is epsilon sigma T to the fourth, is simply 1 times 5.6705 times 10 to the minus 8 watts meter minus 2 K minus 4, 293 K to the fourth power. And I multiplied all that out, and I got 418 watts per square meter. Okay, what's the area of a basketball? Well, I don't know. I just went and estimated what the radius was. So for a basketball, I found the radius to be 12.5 centimeters. So now we can find the power as R times A. R, and of course the area is 4 pi r squared for a surface of a sphere, which is a basketball. So this is going to be 418 watts per square meter times 4 pi times the radius in square, and I have to change the radius now to meters in order to cancel the meter squared there. So I get 82.1 watts. So that's how much power is radiated from a basketball at 20 degrees. Okay, now let's do the second part, which is the human body at 37 degrees. So the temperature now is 273 plus 37, 310 Kelvin. So we do use the same equation. R is equal to 1 times sigma, I won't write it out again, 310 K to the fourth power. I multiplied that out, I got 524 watts per meter squared. Now notice that this problem did say estimate. Now estimating the area of a human body is not, you know, no two people are going to get the same thing. Let's assume that's a rectangular solid. Say it looks something like this. And this is really pretty trivial. I'm going to say 1.7 meter tall by 0.3 meters wide times 0.2 meters deep. Okay, there's going to be six sides here, so we're going to add each of them twice, so the area is going to be 2 times, first of all, that times that, 1.7 meters times 0.3 meters, plus that times that, 1.7 meters times 0.2 meters, and then the top and the bottom, the two small ones, 0.3 meters times 0.2 meters. That's the area, and I multiplied those out. I got 1.82 square meters. So now the power again is R, the power per unit area times the area, 524 watts per square meter times 1.82 square meters, and I got 954 watts for the estimate of the power radiated by the human body.